There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Update.
1 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. The Chicago Wolves host Rochester in a matinee game tomorrow at 11. Visit Ticketmaster.com for tickets. The party is over for Johnny Football. Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel in rehab. His advisor releasing a statement saying, quote, Johnny knows there are areas in which he needs to improve, adding, quote, he thought the offseason was the right time to take this step. Browns GM Ray Farmer saying the team will fully support Manziel throughout the process. Manziel's parting ways well documented, from floating on swans to rolling up a bill in the bathroom of a bar. Manziel admitted he partied too hard after being fined for oversleeping the day before the season finale. Interesting perspective from Bears guard Kai Long, who says the move for Manziel could be a game changer if it was indeed the quarterback's decision. Long tweeting, quote, I entered treatment in 2009 and haven't looked back since. Meantime, the NFL season is now over after a surprising finish heard right here on The Score.
Second and goal at the one. The quarterback, Wilson, is in the shotgun formation. Lynch will flank him to his left. Two wide to the near side, one to the far. In the shotgun, there's the snap, it's belt high. Quick throw, it's intercepted at the goal line. It's intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Malcolm Butler is intercepted. Russell Wilson at the goal line. 20 seconds left.
Kevin Harlan with a call on Westwood 1. The name you didn't hear there was Marshawn Lynch, and that's led to a whole bunch of second-guessing in Seattle. But Seahawks coach Pete Carroll telling NFL Network, quote, I can take a punch. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. Join The Score at Twin Peaks in Wheeling on Friday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a Coors Light Light the Lamp appearance. Come on out to shoot the puck for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Best Buy and other great prizes from Coors Light, the official beer of the NHL. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Zach Zaidman. Surprised we didn't talk football with Zach. We had Zach Zaidman right here.
He was here today?
Yeah, we just didn't, you know, didn't consider him, and I feel okay about it. Dan Pompey was our guest on the show today. Jim, I caught the bird flip. We're on TV, buddy. You're streaming. No, Zach, we kept talking about it. We got to ask Zach. We got to ask Zach, and we just never got
You kept
to
walking out of the studio after your updates.
He did.
Every time.
Which was 12:30. We were going to ask, and he just bailed.
We have questions for you.
Go do something.
He was on all night Friday night. You don't need anything.
Was he?
Overnight? With Doug.
Oh, with Doug.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, man.
Had all of Zach's thoughts for 4 hours.
See, right now he doesn't even want to jump in on the conversation.
No,
he's sitting there walking around with no headphones on.
He's just angry.
Done for the day.
I think he's been bitter.
103.
He's been bitter all day.
He is done.
Jim Miller was our guest as well today. Phil Rosenthal from the Tribune and Hub Arkish from out there in Phoenix. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam Harris are the producers. Adam was here since 1 a.m. doing yeoman work on the Super Bowl and the tape. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well. Thank you so much. And Brian Burns, good on you for getting in from Kenosha. He left at 4 a.m. to take the car to the train, to the station, to the internship, and he got here. Boers and Bernstein are here. Hello, men.
What's happening, dude?
Hub Arkish says it is the best Super Bowl he has ever seen. This is his 37th.
Best Super Bowl.
And he said that was the best one he has ever seen.
I understand. I mean, there's a perfectly good argument for that. Just as a viewing experience, it was something that most Super Bowls aren't. It was fast.
It was fast.
I mean, the pace of the game, it kept you in it. You know, there's really, even with the long halftime and the long commercial breaks, I loved the pace of the game. It felt like a real game.
There weren't any questionable calls, really. There weren't any reviews. So, you know, it didn't break up the game in that regard. So as far as time also, it just made the game flow.
You just reminded me, I think at the end of the first quarter, I sensed a little disappointment on Al Michaels that the game was going so quickly.
Yeah,
I could be wrong about that, but he's like, in a really fast first quarter.
Yeah. You think he's understanding his own mortality or something? He's cherishing all the time he has left?
He wants to make sure NBC gets in all the $4.5 million minute spots.
They got him. They're bad, though.
The worst crop of commercials I can remember.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say it on that. Somebody will say they liked them, and I'll say, oh,
terrible.
God, no.
I mean, just in general, heartfelt, syrupy garbage. Yeah. Nobody wants to try to be funny anymore.
No. I want to entertain me.
Right.
Entertain me on Super Bowl Sunday. Don't make me think too deep. I'm not good at it in the first place, I don't want to do that on Sunday.
There were two things that happened yesterday that were failed decision-making process. And this morning when I just wanted to write a couple graphs, you can pick which one, but you had a decision-making process in which you've got an offensive coordinator call a play. You have a head coach with the responsibility to veto. I mean, maybe he doesn't. It's on him. He's the head coach. Mm-hmm. You then have a trusted quarterback
who
may think at this time either check out of it and don't run it and then try to explain yourself later, or you say when you see it's not there, you just chuck it out. I mean, you had a failure of your fail safes there. Similarly, you've got an insurance company that's riding high with a terrific ad campaign with Peyton Manning and the jingle and the chicken parm, and they run the adorable little Mindy Kaling spot, and somehow, through months of preparation, Ogilvy and Mather and everybody, with the hundreds of people involved, and any number of desks that's got to pass through with a signature and say, we're doing this, you run that ridiculous ad about a dead kid that has your PR people up in the middle of the night spinning out an official corporate statement to explain what the hell you're doing and why.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see any of the repercussions.
Oh, they've been clobbered. You see what's going on in the ad agency world and the PR. I mean,
that's worse than a dog.
It's that idea. I mean, you're riding high with a great ad campaign, and then you're trying to say, oh, we're trying to start a conversation about dead kids. Why?
They hold a whole big fat paragraph of what they were doing. You didn't believe it?
What are you doing? How does that happen? What the hell?
Uplifting.
Seriously.
It was so bad I had to rewind it. I didn't believe it actually was on.
I saw it.
I didn't see it. Like I was talking to my daughter, and I was listening, and I'm like, wait, I have to rewind. They just played that?
Yes, they did. I'm telling you. How does that happen? How is that allowed to happen? It's another failure of your decision tree. You had one on the field and you had one off the field.
That's a terrible Shel Silverstein book, by the way. The decision tree is just awful. Another bad message.
You can't show the dog running in that just got sold, but you can do that. GoDaddy couldn't run that. They thought the reaction from people was too bad. It's too much. They couldn't take it. But you can run that nationwide.
And neither can go up. Because I died from an accident.
That all sucks for you. And then you had the...
Sorry, you missed the game.
Right.
You
missed a great game, kiddo. But the you can't use Cats in the Cradle. I'm sorry. That's cheating. That's cheating.
It's too overt. And he died in a car crash.
He did?
Yes. Harry Chapin died in a car crash.
Oh, Harry Chapin did. See, I thought the guy... I thought in the commercial. I was completely lost. I mean, I know I'm an idiot sometimes, but I didn't know if it was the same guy at the end. I thought he died, and then because I was all confused because the other kid was dead, and then they're playing Cats in the Cradle, which isn't fair because you're automatically crying.
I had fun at my Super Bowl party, which was me on a recliner with Twitter. That was my party, but the
it's a best kind of party.
Oh, it was good. But when the real life Pac-Man thing happened, I said, I'm holding out for real life Q-Bert because I would like to do that, although my quads would get real tired from all the jumping.
How high is the jump?
Yeah, it better be short. But I think it was James Naveau, who's so funny, but he tweeted, I would like to do real life Dig Dug, but the resulting accident would probably end up as a nationwide commercial.
Some guys at Duke got in real trouble for real life Donkey Kong. Do you remember?
No.
You don't remember Bunch of Guys, B.O.G.? You've heard stories about them?
No.
It was like a non-fraternity fraternity just called B.O.G., and they sort of existed to make fun of the idea of Greek lives. It's a great idea. I probably, had they been there, I probably would have been a part of it. Yes, exactly. But
and did they get an actual gorilla or a monkey?
They got kicked off campus for a variety of reasons, and then they disbanded. But the big one was that they had a guy, there were those switchback stairs in some of the dorm sections. Yes. And they were actually rolling empty kegs, and they would designate a guy to be Mario who would have to dodge the kegs to get all the way upstairs. And he got hit him flush in the face and knocked him out cold. And then he showed up at the health center.
There was no alcohol involved, I'm sure. They eventually
came clean as to what they were doing. Yeah. That was it.
Could have drawn him in a bathtub.
Oh, Terry, that was one of the visuals, right? They show you the bathtub. I remember
the overflowing bathtub,
the chemicals under the sink.
And how about the flat screen TV that falls off the
thank
wall?
Thank you. Here's a text. My wife and I lost a son in 2006. We both started crying. Nationwide sucks. I'm sorry, sir.
That's the consensus.
That's terrible.
I believe that to be the consensus.
Well, I'm glad to know they're in panic mode, and I hope they get affected, because with all the whole, like, there's no publicity, you know, and no such thing as bad publicity, and all the mentions they're getting.
Ogilvy is in trouble. I mean, that's when you hear shortly thereafter that the account is under review.
Wow.
And this, I mean, Chicago is a huge advertising town.
Oh, yes.
So there are people, you know,
what my wife used to do for
DDB. So she was talking to old friends of hers, and you started looking at some of these Facebook conversations with people who know people at these agencies, and it's a huge deal.
How about the pure cowardice of Roger Goodell to turn down an interview?
While he's sitting next to Brandon Marshall!
He's doing anything. He's there all day, and this is your network, and you're making $44 million, and you're demanding that players talk and coaches talk. Talk three, four, five times in this very week, and you won't.
Instead, you're in your box. You are hosting a serial abuser of women who's sitting next to you, and you're yucking it up with them.
I thought NBC did a good job of being critical of the NFL. You know, they normally would sit back and not bring up the issues and rehash them and talk about how tough the year was, and they did. And it was real because it's staring you right in the face.
That's why Roger didn't do it.
Yeah, apparently Goodell was afraid of Bob Costas. Hmm. That he'd get to those points and make him look like a fool.
He probably decided not to do it. He probably would.
Well, he's a commissioner.
You shouldn't be able to do that, though. Of course, he is a fool. So I guess that will show sooner or later. What an idiot.
Yeah,
you've got no credibility left, dude. I heard somebody during a press conference asking, why don't you quit? Why don't you quit? Hmm. Why haven't you quit yet?
And then he's still trying to embarrass Rachel Nichols, who's asking perfectly valid questions.
Rachel Nichols on him again, yeah.
And then he attacks her. He shows his ass when he goes after her.
He does.
Yesterday it had a lot of what the season has been. There were some elements to it, whether it's Edelman playing, obviously, with what seemed to be, you know, something that's at least checking into it to see if it's a brain injury at the very least.
Well, Cliff Averill had a concussion.
Yeah, and he left. He left, but Edelman just kept on playing through. And then the fight at the end, there was some ugliness.
You also had that touchdown celebration by Baldwin that they cut away from. he's either excreting it or he's hatching it.
I don't think he's excreting it. I think he didn't hatch it.
No, that's what
so he goes to his buddies or his friends or family. He's like, you know what I'm going to do if I score a touchdown in the Super Bowl? Wow. Yeah. This is what I'm going to do.
Again, can somebody tell him that's awesome.
You should do that.
That would be so sweet.
That's perfect for you. Think of all the endorsements you can get from that.
I don't think Seattle.
Oh, come on.
Seattle really didn't do itself any favors. You worry about it because New England was getting pounded for this, that, and the other leading up to it. How did Seattle do itself any favors yesterday?
Really didn't. They
babyish and childish and all of it all the way through.
You're right. It's a bad day for their brand.
Yep.
And the coach calling out a player.
Yep.
Coach calling out a player like Bevel did. Players calling out the coach like Bruce Irvin did. This unnamed person who thought it was a conspiracy to get Marshawn Lynch away from the touchdown and thereby more money. Something between Russell Wilson and Marshawn
and the fight.
Lynch. What? Yeah. I don't know. It was all kinds of stuff.
The fight was theirs. That's on New England.
Mm.
And then you had, you know, Russell Wilson, who had credited everything to a higher power looking out for him. That narrative is kind of shot now, because apparently whatever sky being was directing the ball to advance his story.
He took the blame. He took the blame on making the throw, and he should have. That was the right thing to do. And but
when he threw four interceptions, he blamed Jesus. He said that he was setting it all up to make sure his redemption was there at the end of the game. Yep. So at least he took this one. At least this one was on him.
Yes.
Because before he had said that it wasn't his fault for the four interceptions because it was part of the divine plan.
For those who may have missed it, Pat spoke about it at the beginning of the show. Pat is stepping down from being a full-time talk show host because he likes football more than the rest of the...
It's because I don't like you guys.
I understand that.
No, honestly, it's
welcome to my world.
Don't let that get in your way.
I have been very fortunate to sit in the seat next to Matt and host a midday show, and doing this, I figured out my passion is still with football, and it's not to go back and play, but to sit here to continue to talk about football. This is, you know, it was a hard decision to make because this is an incredible opportunity to sit where I'm sitting and to be able to talk Chicago sports, but I know what's best suited for me, and I have to look at myself in the mirror and realize that football is my passion, and that's what I want to continue talking about, living, and discussing.
Whatever makes you happy, and I think you didn't play all those years to not do whatever you want. I mean, you earned the right. You worked yourself into a position where you should be doing whatever you want to do.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you. I think it's great that you're going to be
an important part of the
Scores family, and I'm glad you're still part of the team.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. There's no bathtub running over. You're fine.
No, I'm fine.
You'll be around. You'll be fine.
Jesus.
Yeah, we're going to have the Boars and Bernstein bathtub now. We're adding that to the list.
Oh, God. Not for Pat, though.
Yeah. No,
he's our guy.
We've got the bus. Yeah. We've got everything else. If you're President Taft, you better watch out, too.
Oh, God. And that's big enough for him.
Jim Morrison. Actually, it started a conversation yesterday because the family is watching the Super Bowl. That commercial came out, and we're all looking at each other like, oh God, this is awful. I'm trying to explain it to the kids, and then later my son went up to take a bath.
Oh no.
Because I haven't taken a bath in a while. So he goes upstairs, so I knock on the door and I said, make sure you don't die in the bathtub.
Oh, great.
And he goes, don't worry about it. And then he goes, who dies in a bathtub anyway? And I said, well, Whitney Houston, Jim Morrison. So we were seeing
Whitney's daughter.
Just kind of. I think there was probably more than
how
that.
How deep? But. How deep can you go up with bathtub deaths? There's Marat, right? Wasn't Marat stabbed?
Oh wow, yeah, that's a deep one.
Gilles Marat.
No, I think Marat died in the tub.
The mom in Garden State, right? She died. She died in the tub.
Frankie Pentangeli from Godfather 2.
Tub deaths, light them up.
We had this terrific conversation yesterday about bathtub deaths.
Boy, that does sound like fun.
Did you even Google that?
Remind me to come over sometime real soon.
It actually got to the point where he asked when we're in Paris if we could go to Jim Morrison's supposed gravesite or whatever it is. What people think is, but I said I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
You know, I think that probably my guess is that most people probably don't have a bathroom where there's a tub continually full. Like, is there a certain time? I think probably 2-year-olds shouldn't be in there. 3-year-olds
alone.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. I think it's pretty easy to figure out. It's not like, yeah, well, I had that full tub and he climbed in.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
My kid is 3 and like 2 weeks, and I might walk around the house for 5 seconds at a time, but I'm shouting his name just to make sure he's okay.
Yeah. I do the same thing.
There's
a certain response.
Yeah, radius of safety.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, we're going to have the Boris Bernstein tub though for special occasions.
But the best advice actually,
just put people in it.
Oh yeah.
When your kids are toddlers, get them in the showering habit because your life is just so much easier if they can are able to get take a shower themselves.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get mine in the don't crap your pants habit. That's a habit I'm going for. He's all too happy to let me take care of his business when he wakes up in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Just like he just reaches down, touches the floor, like, go ahead, Daddy. Thanks, buddy.
Just like Daddy.
Hell yeah, no.
Appreciate that.
It's like you're looking after George Brett.
No more crab legs for you, Ruben. This segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids, and I'm sure they're glad about it. 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Man, have a good show.
Nah.
Okay, well, I'll do what you do then.
Yeah, fine.
Speaks of Manly back tomorrow morning. Have a day.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Tiger Woods has always had a unique way of expressing himself. He talks about things like his traj being off, that would be trajectory, and he's a nickname addict. So it wasn't surprising early last week when he said in his pre-Phoenix Open press conference, "I'm touching numbers I haven't touched for years." English translation, I'm hitting the ball longer than I have in a while. Woods touched a number Friday he had never before touched in his professional career, 82. That was his second round score in Phoenix, leaving him in 130th place in the 132-man field. Wow. A big part of Woods' problem is his chipping. Since his return from his most recent injury, he has often looked like a 10 handicapper trying to wedge the ball onto the green. I'm caught between patterns, he said, after the 82. English translation, I've got the chipping yips. One thing about Woods, never boring. I'm John Feinstein.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Kids, K-A-R-S, cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cards for kids. K-A-R-S, cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
News.com.
Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse Restaurant Week menu is second to none. With a spectacular $22 lunch menu and a four-course $44 dinner menu that includes your entree choice of filet mignon, salmon filet, smoked pork chop, or filet medallions, visit DelFrisco's.com to see their full event menu. This is a great week to experience their famous Oak Street locations in the historic Esquire Theater building.
It's time to do our taxes. Which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 $1,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Yes.
And retailers today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
In the shotgun, there's the snap. It's built high. Quick throw. It's intercepted at the goal line. It's intercepted by Malcolm Butler. 20 seconds left.
First of all, I just knew they were stacked, and preparation is, it all comes from preparation, and I just knew they was doing a pick right or coming on, and I just didn't guess and just went and made a play, and it was crazy.
When they called the call, I just trusted it, you know, like I always do, and just trust my instincts and trust the play, and you know, there wasn't really anything else we could do. We were thinking about throwing the ball, make it, scoring the touchdown right there. We could also run it in, but that also runs down the clock a little bit. We could call a timeout. You know, this could be a completely different situation right now. You know, it comes down to, it's not just one play, you know, but in my opinion, it comes down to one play.
The guy makes the play that he's not supposed to make, you know, and it makes a great play, and steals a game, steals a championship from us, you know. And then, you know, this isn't a question of not knowing what we were trying to do, what was going on, any of that kind of stuff. We had it all mapped out. We knew exactly what was happening. I said, you know, let's throw it against these guys. We have a great matchup. We have a chance to throw an easy touchdown pass. They got goal line guys. They got all the big guys in. We got wide receivers on the field.
I told those guys, that's my fault totally. Because everybody just, why don't you just run it? You know, that's a real good thought. But we had plenty of time to win a game. In our minds, we thought we'd done it on third and fourth down. We were playing for third and fourth down. Given no time left, and it would have been just right. But it didn't work out that way.
I guess that about sums that up. Wow. Very pleasant. Good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for that X 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a lever two along the way. I'd like to persist a rabbing of someone's back door. I think it'd go on all day today. I do. And this is radio's best combination of... Surprise for Ethan. Terry Boers.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Matt Bowen at 2, second half at 3:30. Our buddy Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
I figured new coach.
We'll talk some football with him at 4:40 and surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at boersandbernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
Oh, did not.
Streaming, 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. You text, we reply, message, and data rates may apply. Texts on The Score are presented by the homeloanexpert.com. On Twitter, it's at Boers_Bernstein. Follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's boersandbernstein.com, and there's the Audio Roadshow application, so you can take the show with you to have it make you miserable wherever you are. You can also answer the 10 seconds of glory question, which I don't have in front of me at the moment, and it will be, what is the 10 seconds of glory question when I call it up? Our producers are Joe Dredge.
It's like a slow motion move of humanity to our left.
It's Rockford's American Idol.
Ethan Shaw.
How long will it be before the name Malcolm Butler is exalted and glorified because he has cemented Tom Brady's legacy? It's a very fine line, and it comes down to a lifetime of training for just a few seconds.
Everything that guy just says, thank you.
Oh, wow. He is now my starting running back.
I do have the 10 seconds of glory question.
Okay.
How could last night's commercials have been even more depressing?
Okay, cool.
That was, you know, I swear for God, I wanted to make sure I was in a place where I could hear all of it, you know, stay right here, yeah, get it, nothing. That was a blank for me. Just a blank. I've never seen anything quite like it, to be honest with you. What happened to humor?
I don't know.
What happened to funny? Did you kill funny?
I started trying to be funny. I mean, the Doritos one on the plane was cute.
Okay, and?
It was funny. I don't know, but it's just, it was everything had so much pathos, and
I mean,
it was
yeah,
all so heavy.
Doritos you count on for something, right?
Just
you know they're
something,
coming.
And then even the stuff that was trying to be funny was kind of half doing it, and then it was all
I don't know what happened.
Serious, and
I don't know what's wrong with
I mean,
this.
I know, because the funny went too far when you read, because remember when it was like the farting horses, and it was like lighting farts, and it
yeah,
was,
but you don't have to do that. Right. Is that all there is to funny, is a farting horse?
There was the one year where it just kind of went out of hand, or it was all being done by 7-year-olds and nobody knows quite what happened, so maybe people didn't want fun.
Well, now you're killing them. I don't know. I mean, you know, sometimes you think it's you. You know what I mean? You watch it and you go, it must,
no,
maybe
it
it's
was
just me.
A bad year for commercial. I mean, the whole thing, the cats in the, never use cats in the cradle to try to sell something. Come on.
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with the scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves host Rochester in a matinee game tomorrow at 11. Visit Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Pro football news. Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel has checked himself into a rehab treatment center, and the Browns say they are fully supporting him to improve as a better family man, friend, and teammate. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Falcons, they are set to name Dan Quinn as their new head coach. He comes from Seattle, where he was the Seahawks defensive coordinator. Meanwhile, here at the Advocate Center today in pro basketball, the Bulls minus Mike Dunleavy, they did practice, and they're next back in action Wednesday down in Houston. And yesterday's Super Bowl was the conversation out here as well, and Joakim Noah had thoughts on that final play by Seattle from the 1-yard line.
I love Pete Carroll, but I mean, I'm French and I know that was bad.
A chuckle from Joakim Noah. Blackhawks coverage on the score being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Where do we leave off with our interns?
Yeah, well, we have to get David out of the bathtub because
he's also drowning.
Yes, well, we know that bathtubs are dangerous, and I think Nationwide should have warned us about David Schuster being in a bathtub. I don't know what the hell
get
that
out the
was.
Damn sauna. Come on, David, this is big time updates.
Yeah, our interns are Tommy Guns and Tony Fish. It was a hell of a game, though, man. It really was.
Yeah, terrific game.
Hell of a game.
Terrific game, and it was sort of the nightmare for the West Coast people, apparently, because they believe this game, and Killian wrote this last week about, hey, and it happened today, actually, if you read some of the national stuff, I'm sure you did, it happened today, that whether you believe it or not, the thought was it being San Franciscans and just some other West Coast people in general, that your legacy, that Joe Montana, his legacy was at stake, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, look, keep reading here, what does this mean, that if Brady wins this, even though he will stand this alongside Montana with four, he will never be Montana. But that it will do something to God Almighty to do something to Joe Montana's legacy. Holy crap. Tom Brady became the greatest quarterback in NFL history yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing something? That's what I read over and over and over again, didn't you? over and over. I don't know if I'd write that, but over and over and over again.
You can make that argument.
You can.
I just don't know why it matters so much.
Tried to get a hold of her last week and ask why it matters. I mean, is he like a campaigning against it?
And you had a terrific game right in front of you.
Yeah.
That was good for and interesting for all those reasons, and with plenty of time to say, is Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time? I don't know why so many people care about
this
stuff like that.
She felt just like the West Coast thing, the West Coast legacy was at stake for it with this game for the Niners, for all the people who love the Niners, for all the people who love Joe Montana and everything about it. She said, well, you think the West Coast doesn't have a lot of stake because, you know, got Seattle. But really, down here, this is what's at stake. It's Joe Montana's legacy. It's the Niners' legacy. I'm thinking, well, okay. I mean, I know that matches him. And I think, actually, that Montana's path was a lot easier than Tom Brady's. A lot easier.
I think there are throws that Brady makes regularly that Montana was never really asked to make.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
I think there are certain windows and certain timing routes. I mean, Montana, their offense had a great rhythm to it.
Mm-hmm.
But Montana wasn't asked to drive the ball in certain situations. And the West Coast offense is different from what the Earhart Perkins stuff does that McDaniels runs that they've run for a long, long time, which is based around what Brady can do himself. That's a system that looks terrible with an idiot quarterback and looks unbelievable with a really smart quarterback. So
he is that. Yeah.
I think if I had a game to play with both in their prime, I'd probably go with Brady, but I'm not going to get mad at you for picking Montana. That's just personal preference.
I would take Brady as well. I think there's there were some throws he made. Yeah. He made a couple really dumb throws. Really dumb throws early. They went to goal line. I don't know who was there.
He didn't see him. And you know what I noticed too is that there was some sort of camouflage action going on with the blue end zone and the blue uniform. That there was one angle that made the guy almost look like he was not as easy to see because his feet were in the end zone and with the background, at least at the camera angle, you couldn't see him. Now, I'm sure on the field it's not necessarily the case, but it looked like Brady just simply didn't see him. Just didn't know that guy was there.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, that's way through it. I don't know where he's thrown it anyway, but he certainly, that was like a, what? What did you just do? The other one, meh. You can sort of see that a little bit, but you still wonder. But, I mean, when it mattered, when you really had to have it, and the record suggests when you really have to have it, he can do that to you. And then, of course, Seattle helped him immensely with the final play. But, I mean, I think there's a great case to be made for him when you watch him and you look at the 10-year time differential between the last one. Nobody's going to do that again.
This email from Sack Machine. He says, I particularly enjoyed the way that the commercial that led into halftime was for No More, the anti-domestic violence group. And then the commissioner is entertaining Brandon Marshall. You're going to run commercials against domestic violence.
I know.
And you have a serial domestic abuser yucking it up with the commissioner.
Who will not give an interview to NBC.
The commissioner should not be hosting any active player in his box during a game.
Correct.
I'm sorry.
Correct.
But to not be aware of that optic of a guy with the police at his door every other weekend for years.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to lead the pack of commissioner idiots, but he's way ahead now. He stepped out and run off with this one. He's secretariat. He gone. I mean, the entire thing. You can, the press conference, I don't know how much of it you saw, went badly. Press conference went very badly for Roger the Dodger. But the idea that you won't talk to NBC because you're afraid of Bob Costas?
It's very strange.
Oh, come on.
Really, really very odd. I didn't mention the giveaways that we have today. That we've got a 4-pack of free haircuts to Chicagoland Sport Clips that we're going to give away at some point.
Nice.
And we have a pair of tickets to the Coyote Logistics Hockey City Classic taking place Saturday, February 7th, outdoor college hockey. So that's pretty cool. That's going to be a neat thing. And Coyote Logistics, also a friend of the program, because they're one of the sponsors of the Midwest Poker event on February 19th. And this particular event, the Hockey City Classic, I should mention, if you are ordering tickets online and you punch in the code COS for Children's Oncology Services, a portion of the proceeds will go to help kids with cancer and leukemia, because we've been sort of partnered up in that event, too, which is really nice.
Very nice.
Northwest Side, Ken, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fine.
Hey, you know, one of the, you know, Brady's great. It was a fantastic game. But one thing that you really have to admire is if you take a look at this Patriots team for 15 years, how from the first time that they won the Super Bowl till today, the only two guys that, and I'm from Chicago, I'm guessing are just Brady and Belichick, but who's ever developed and scouted their talent, they continue to be a top-tier team year after year after year. And I made the comment yesterday that, you know, Brady threw two interceptions, but the sign of a great team and a quarterback is even though you threw two interceptions, you're still able to fight back and win. As in our case with the Bears, we throw an interception or two or three.
Don't even compare it to the Bears. Don't even.
I understand. But it's amazing. And just a little, I guess I'm painted a little bit of sidebar is we're friends with Jimmy Garoppolo, who's their backup quarterback. He's our neighbor. And if anyone ever saw him play, I watched him from high school through college. This kid is going to be the next Tom Brady. They are that hard.
He might be the greatest quarterback ever. Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to be the greatest quarterback who ever lived, my friend.
No, he's
not.
If he has a nice, long NFL career with some success, he should be very, very happy. But
here's what I would recommend, and I'm happy. We're happy for you that he's your neighbor. But, dude, I mean, he hasn't played it down that matters, and you already is.
Right. You don't even know if he can play at all. Possibly can't.
Well, I think they like him. I think they like him better than most they've had. But, I mean, Brady's got two more years left on the contract anyway. I mean, and he's going to do it. He's not interested in retiring. Not interested. So he's 37, 38, 39. You know, he's in pretty good shape. He hasn't had any major injuries that I'm aware of. Like, you know, he had the knee right when he was out for the season. But Manning has had the neck and, you know, the surgeries there and all that. And I think Brady remains in fairly decent physical shape at this point. I mean, we're just talking about maybe being the greatest quarterback of all time. And here comes what? No. I won't be around. You'll have to answer because you'll be in the next 40 years. When Jimmy Garoppolo becomes the best quarterback of all time, you'll have to answer to that.
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. You are listening to The Score. Matt Bowen at 2.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
If you could design your own MBA program, what would it look like? Would it be flexible with classes in the evening, weekends, or online to fit your busy life? Would it be taught by business leader faculty who bring their own real experience to bring to life the topics in the classes they teach? Would it be from a school with a track record of alumni who've risen higher in their organizations? Would it be important that what you learn can be immediately applied to your job so you can see the impact of your education right away? If so, we love the way you think. And Lake Forest Graduate School of Management is the right MBA program for you. Since 1946, Lake Forest has been providing business professionals with a greater understanding of business to allow them to gain the competence and confidence to contribute to their organization's success. To learn more about the MBA you want, the way you want it, visit www.lakeforestmba.edu/radio. That's lakeforestmba.edu/radio.
It's time to do our taxes, which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit pdqpos.com.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I could never have imagined, you know, to win one Super Bowl and to win four and those guys. And, like, you know, when I was a kid growing up in San Mateo, Joe Montana and Steve Young were my idols. And can't imagine ever, you know, play as long as I played and have the success. And I just had so many great teammates, so many great players, coaches, the support and love of my family and friends. And it means a lot.
That's really the main difference, I think, between Tom Brady and Joe Montana, is that a lot of Joe Montana's career was spent with guys that couldn't go anywhere. Got a good team, you're going to keep it. Look at how the Patriots have changed over the years. My God.
The number of total transactions.
Oh, my God.
And roster churn.
Oh, my God. And it doesn't matter who this dude's throwing to. And, you know, actually, here on Boris and Bernstein, I would say this, that I was done with it at the end, but you know, the fighting and all the, you know, I was done with it. I didn't watch any of the post game stuff. I would say this, that in my football world, if I'm voting for MVP, Edelman is pretty damn close for me. Pretty damn close for me.
He's always there when you needed him, right?
Oh my God, was he.
Always there when you needed him.
And you can't tackle the little bastard. You know, you think you got him.
A tough player.
Oh, he is.
A tough player, and he has one of the plays of the postseason with the double pass play that they threw.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's one of those guys. He's one of those Patriots guys.
That's what he is.
And you know, I don't have a problem from the one. I don't, and I understand that everybody's sort of made up the mind that you got to hand it to Marshawn Lynch, and I get that. That's cool.
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
But see, mm-hmm. but I would have too. But I don't necessarily have a problem with a pass.
It's
I have a problem
that
with that pass. Right.
I have a better idea with some kind of motion and a little trickery, a little fake, and then sure. I got a guy standing over here in the right hand corner of the end zone,
sure.
wide open.
You can run your
because they're going to follow Lynch.
You can run your classic play action to Lynch,
yeah.
and then you've got a tight end who's one on one on a linebacker, and that linebacker takes a half a wrong step, yeah, and that and guy's 6 feet open.
Yep, yeah, and he's going to.
Or you've got a fade to a 6'5" wide receiver. Yeah. If you want him on the field,
yeah.
you can try to throw it up where only he can get it.
Just not that pass. I agree. I wouldn't have done it. I would have keep going until Lynch got in, and I don't think that would have been anything more than one more play, but because they couldn't really stop him. As good as New England is, they couldn't really do much about him. He got 102 yards, I want to say, and really, actually, that's a fairly decent job, but that's some bit. You can't tackle him. Can't tackle him. I mean, at least not the first time, not the first guy. You got to keep after him, and he keeps going, and I don't quite get that. But, yeah, there's different calls I've seen on the goal line I like a lot. Not that one. That's a hell of a play, though.
It's amazing. And
that's a hell of a play.
Look at the replay. And
he sees it.
I know that Darrell Bevell sort of bust-tossed the wide receiver for not finishing off. But you know what? I thought he went in there hard. It's just that Butler had leverage.
Yep, he did.
That Butler just physically outperformed him at the point, right where the ball
so
was.
Fast.
He went to it. It was also, the throw was a little off, mm-hmm. and it was just enough to come together. I didn't really think the receiver, it didn't look like to me that he turtled.
No, I didn't think he turtled. No. Uh-uh. No. Uh-uh. Not at all. Just a great play. But that's a play I wouldn't have run, and I would not have done that. It seems like that's risky to me, and there's about 20 plays you could have run. And especially from them who like that kind of stuff. Make those little things they do.
It's just a strange call, weird timing, and
A terrific coach.
And a terrific coach.
Yeah, I mean, geez, it's not like it's you know, Tressman calling it. I'd be perfectly safe. Oh, okay.
You sure it wasn't? In Hyde Park, it's Andy on the score.
My question is, Pete Carroll's defense for why he threw the ball was that the Seahawks had a three wide receiver package and the Patriots had a goal line package. My question is, why did he have a three wide receiver package? Why didn't he have something that was more fitting for being on the goal line? Was that intentional, or why were all three of those guys out there?
You know what? Three wide receiver, that package is essentially the new NFL standard. I mean, if you look at the percentage of offense that's run out of three wideouts, I think, is that what Matt Bowen calls the posse look? I didn't think there was anything necessarily wrong. Teams don't necessarily go jumbo at the goal line because they can get more mismatches that way. And he thought he had mismatches there because they had their big goal line defense in, but he threw right into the teeth of it.
Yeah, thanks for the call. There's a lot of plays you could have run, and it would have looked a lot better than that, and you had chances because I think they'd have been on a fake. I think they would. I mean, I just think there's so many things you could have done. But Malcolm Butler made a hell of a play. He saw it the minute that ball. He saw it.
It's one thing to see it. It's another
thing to catch it.
To go get it and make the play.
He did.
And he did. And
a guy who was out in the street, wasn't he? Free agent. He was undrafted, right?
Was it West Alabama?
I don't even think
that exists. Is that really a school?
Is he from there or is that a school?
I think it's a school.
Okay. I never heard of West Alabama. I don't know that.
I don't either. I think he's the only guy from West Alabama who's ever played in the NFL.
They find, that's probably right. They find a use for the damnedest players, don't they? I mean, they don't care. I mean, they coach him up and they play him and they find this guy and they find that guy and the roster keeps churning over and it doesn't matter. Even in this drought, they've been there, been to championship games. I mean, you haven't had great teams around you. And this, I guess it is defensively certainly much better. Although there were times yesterday you wondered about that, but I don't know who that is. And the other kid that was making all the plays for Seattle was the guy that recovered the fumble right against Green Bay. And he was what? Where was he working? They came and got him.
Foot Locker. Nice advertisement for them.
He's at Foot Locker.
John in Fort Wayne, welcome to the score.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Fine.
I got a comment about Harry Chapin. You're right, Dan. You should never use Cats in the Cradle.
No, that's
anything.
Cheating. That's cheating.
That should be taught in, like, college speech class or writing or something. And what was that Harry Chapin song where he was the taxi driver and he picked up his old girlfriend? You remember that one?
I don't. I'll look it up.
It's classic. And she tips him $20, and he says another guy would have, but he said, I stuffed it in my shirt.
It's actually called Taxi.
Okay.
Is the name of the song. 1972 album Heads and Tails.
Oh, it's funny. Somebody should, do a priority. Get the movie rights. Will Ferrell is Terry or something. That's got a movie written all over it.
Okay, my friend. Right.
Hey, I had a comment on Brady, too.
Go ahead.
They list him at 6'3", but, he just stands with equipment on it. And I think he probably got to reach like a 6'5 guy. You know what I mean? He just stands in there so tall in that pocket, he can see things. And Terry probably remember, he's got that Unitas quality where he's just got that pump fake down. He's got a great delivery, and it was just a great game. Totally enjoyed Katy Perry, guys. See you later.
Yeah, I did too. Apparently, thank you for the call. I did too, and I know. And the other scene, I'm a loving Peach hater. I said, why? What's wrong with that? She can't sing. I don't like those songs. Okay, all right, I accept that. But
she's fun. I thought she was fun too. Missy Elliott stole the show, though. Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, that's getting it done. And she lost a ton of weight. She's like Ethan Shaw all of a sudden.
Right? She had an Ethan Shaw diet.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. It was fun to see her out there as featured as she was, and they had the whole the uniforms thing. I was always a fan of hers.
Well, see, they listed as like, why did she need the? Why did she need Lenny Kravitz? Why did she need Missy?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Why did she? I mean, I don't know, but I mean, she did her thing, didn't she? Am I wrong about that? Didn't Katy Perry sort of do her thing?
Yeah, she did.
No matter who's there.
Yeah, it was fine, but my wife and daughter saw her here. I think I'd mentioned that, and it was the same bit. I mean, that's her arena show with the giant tiger and all of it. She just sort of made everything a little bit bigger and more choreographed. But that's her arena bit, just made bigger for this stage. Mm-hmm. But it's fine. Actually, Slate, I think it was Amanda Hess, who I love, wrote a terrific piece about Katy Perry being just this sort of this perfectly awful anti-feminist model that's ideal for football, where she's just sort of this girl toy, where she fits an archetype where guys could, like, she does this phony baloney girl power empowerment that isn't really empowering. It's more about her continuing to be eye candy and making sure all the men have their drinks refreshed. She goes through all the lyrics in her songs and how there's really the character that she usually plays in the songs is nothing worth looking up to for women, but it fits exactly right with what the expectations are for the NFL culture. And that's what she is. And whatever she is,
she's pretty damn smart at it.
She makes a lot of money doing it.
Makes a hell of a lot of money doing it. I ain't questioning that.
No one's questioning that. But as far as any role model, you wouldn't want your daughter to grow up to be anything like what she says she is in her songs, which is probably different than how she is in real life, but the image that she projects when you actually start going through some of the lyrics is yeek. Morris and Bernstein, you have the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
At Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, we answer the world's questions. It's why our faculty earn patents year after year and create startups to develop clean energy. Why our students take top honors in industrial design and cyber defense competitions. And why our flying Salukis are 9-time national champs. We want you to bring your questions to our next open house. Ask us anything. Find your answers. Go to siu.edu/openhouse.
Coming up as a radio mix for Studio 41, this is New Showroom, Consumer 15-second stereo radio mix, code 014-02-13-S41.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or TM-80031.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to krock.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time.